my grasp. Sure. No, I don't got sense because a diamond ring. Lord knows I will if I make you with this thing and thing. Hold on, have faith in me. Consider everything I have is yours.
Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Our next song coming up is coming from Najee, and it's entitled Bet You Don't Know.
Thank you. guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. But it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to? think we both say a little too much today. After all, O.T., you're kind of with somebody, and I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 18 minutes before the hour. I'd kindly thank everyone for joining us. We ask you to not text and drive. We want you to ride safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Phil Perry, and it's entitled, If Only You Knew.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been through so many changes in my life, girl. Oh, I've been up real high where I thought I didn't need anybody. And then again, I've been down real low where there was no one in my life that needed me. Oh, and I found that material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man, a man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges smooth. You made my direction so clear and new. Oh, woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here singing and opening my arms to you. I want to say, child, why don't you...
the test of time, just to be close to you. But rain without you makes
Everyone, you are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 1 minute after the hour. I kindly thank everyone for joining us this afternoon. It is time for us to recognize the ones that are celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and wish you many, many more. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, we congratulate you on that also. Also, if you're decided to marry, we congratulate you. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song to recognize the ones that celebrate a birthday. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Roberta Flack, entitled Killing Me Softly.
Happy birthday to you. every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you. La 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 la.
Everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 17 minutes after the hour, but I kind of thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Rainier Pollard.
The spring break contest they had, the MCs would be like, if you like to be in this contest, you want macho man, okay, no pussy bag, no marifesta bag, and I was mad at first, like I was like, do I need to create like a one-man parade and show some shit right now, you know, get authoritative, but I calmed myself down, I realized, you know, it's a mostly American audience anyway, what's everybody thinking? Better gay than Mexican. I mean, if you had to choose, if you had to choose, sit it down on that. Sit it down. But I realized, you know, it'd be a better idea if I just got my revenge by winning all the damn contests, you know. Before I continue, there's something you need to know. But beyond all of this clothing, there's some certified hard dark chocolate. I'm talking for Bam Bam, y'all. Don't forget about these legs, y'all. Okay. I got so drunk off of free alcohol, I thought it was like my power source. Like, I was unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of my way, motherfucker. This is my contest. I was winning them all. I do have to admit, they were mostly physical contests, and I was the only black guy. I felt like I was cheating. I didn't do all this stuff. But there was this one contest that my other minority status helped me out a little bit more in. It started with the same shit, like, no pussy bag, no maricon bag, whatever. I don't condone those words, but it is kind of fun in that accent. You might want to try it. But basically, the rules were they needed 10 guys. We had to tie our hands behind our back. And the girls got to, like, dance and touch, whatever they want to do. And the last guy to get a boner wins. I couldn't make that shit up. As much as I wanted to sit back and watch this one happen, right? I wanted to win them all, okay? About halfway into the competition, everything was going as planned. Most of the guys were rising like flies. Instead of dropping because they were getting erections, y'all. Up with wasn't only crazy drunk, she was crazy competitive. I've never had titties rubbed in my face so violently before. You know, they was on both of my cheeks, they was big, you know, it was overpowering. I just don't feel like I've ever been prepared for the power of the titty before. You know, I'm pretty sure her right nipple had scraped my eyes. I feel like pretty funny. You know, they was like blocking my peripherals because they was on both sides, the whole world felt dark to me. Long story short, they disqualified me because I passed out. But wait, I had made it past the titties, y'all. I made it past the titties. It was just that she started to get a little desperate, right? And she stood up on my lap, and she had put her right leg over my shoulder. And it was, my coochie was in my face, y'all. Why does it smell like that? What's that? If it smells like you, I just say no. All the good bottoms, no. No heavy starches or carbohydrates for me 4 to 6 hours before I'm supposed to be sipping on your back. You better know that. You know.
I'm all I'm thinking of.
I praise the Lord above
for sending me love.
I cherish every hug.
Good evening, everyone, and you are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I am Kel Marvette. I'd like to thank everyone for joining this evening. It is 36 minutes after the hour. It is time for us to do our news break. Our news is being brought to you by courtesy of K.com. Montana, another attempt for relationship recognition. Seven same-sex couples filed a lawsuit against the state of Montana this week, asking to secure domestic partner protections in that state. The lawsuit challenges several state-level benefits and responsibilities that gay and lesbian couples are often shut out of, including financial protections for police officers, workers' compensation benefits, end-of-life decisions, financial protections during illness, and others, according to the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, which is representing the plaintiffs in this suit. While the state Supreme Court threw out a case challenging all the rights and benefits of same-sex couples are restricted from sharing, the court said the ACLU could challenge each issue individually. Among the couples who are part of the lawsuit, Mary Leslie Bozeman, Montana, said she lost her home because she was not eligible for workers' compensation death benefits when her former partner was killed on the job. Another couple, Peggy Ash and Kelly Hurston, will be unable to share Ash's pension fund when she retires from duty as a police officer. According to the ALCU, if Ash retires and dies before Houston, hundreds of thousands of dollars would be lost in pension benefits, which married spouses would usually be able to obtain. In other news, Queen Elizabeth officially approves of gay marriage. Queen Elizabeth II gave a bejeweled nod to marriage equality in Britain this morning, the final step in the legislation of same-sex nuptials in England and Wales. Though gay and lesbian couples just have to wait about another year for the law to take full effect, is a significant necessary moment for the kingdom. And now that she's made this happy occasion official, the Queen can turn her attention to another joyful event, becoming a royal great-grandmother to the future king or queen. Yes, queen. You'll recall the Elizabeth signed a royal edict in 2011 that says all firstborn heirs can ascend the throne, meaning that Duchess Kate and Prince William's forthcoming one will assume the throne of the future. Two history-making events made with small gestures and with lasting results. The Brits sure have the restraint thing down pat. This ends our news segment. We're going to go back to our music. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Joe, entitled All That I Am.
Buy your fancy rings or all the expensive things you used to, baby. No trips around the world, no diamonds or pearl to give to you, baby. But what I've got to give is more precious than you. My deepest influence, my heart.
I notice you from across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, baby? 'Cause there's something that I wanna say to you, my love. Count seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I can get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all.
Thank you. face.
Love it all.